rising costs are one of the key issues in healthcare and healthcare coverage right now. Some doctors are ready to recover the costs of even most routine services. In Cincinnati, Queen City Physicians is a primary care group that offers 24-hour phone service with nurses answering patients' questions and a website with an email message service right now that's free. But the group's president, Pam Coyle Turner, says they may soon charge up to $15 for each phone call. And she joins us now by phone from her office in Cincinnati. Welcome.
Good morning, or good afternoon, I should say.
Now, I understand you're considering new fees for this overnight calls.
That's correct. Our group has looked at and struggled with the costs, as you've reported earlier, that we're seeing increased expenses to us that have just been out of control from our perspective.
Mm-hmm.
46% rise in our malpractice and premiums alone just this year. So we're struggling with how do we continue to provide the services that we have in a prudent fashion and still be in service and be in business. So one of the areas that we've looked at that we provide a service that is not typically provided in the Cincinnati market, is this after-hours service where RNs answer our phone calls throughout the evening and then get the physicians involved as appropriate based on triage.
Now, how do you think your clients may react if what is now free is going to be costing them?
Well, I'm certain that they're not going to be wildly supportive of that piece of it, but I hope they come to understand that we've underwritten the cost of it to this point, and we can no longer continue to do so.
Would you charge for email?
If we decide that that's an appropriate mechanism to be able to talk with our patients, we currently do not do that yet. And I think you need to be able to do that in an appropriate way under the right circumstances.
Now, I understand this is these are special circumstances with the overnight service and all of that, but it's always been in this country, you know, take two aspirin, call me in the morning. That's always been free.
Well, that's not a service that we have provided. Our service is very heavily involved. Nurses are on the phones with these patients, giving them triage support.
I see.
So they're actually triaging those calls. If not, I will get the doctor on the line for you. It is, I'm going to talk with you through your concerns, your problems. I will be able to give you some comfort measures as we can, depending on what the problem is, and then I'll get the physicians involved as I see appropriate, as opposed to, let me talk with your answering service, and I'll have the physician call you back in an hour.
Okay. Well, thanks
very much. Different service.
Thanks very much, and I appreciate the your explanation of the distinction.
Okay, great.
Thanks very much for speaking with us.
Bye-bye.
Pam Coyle Turner is president of Queen City Physicians, and she spoke to us by phone from her office in Cincinnati, Ohio. In Washington, I'm Neil Conan, NPR News.